And once again, it's time for the Appleton Public Library Show with head librarian Cindy Hendricks. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, we had a little rain this morning.
Yeah, we have a little rain. Not too much yet, but yeah, we'll see how it goes.
And, of course, humid weather. It was humid last night. Went outside to do some lawn stuff, and wow, it was sticky.
I know, and I just hate that humidity. Yeah. You know, you go figure, we live in a state where it can be 20 below and 90% humidity.
Yep.
Thank goodness it doesn't happen at the same time, or we'd be a bunch of really sick people.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway.
That's for sure. So, well, tell us what's going on at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy.
Well, this Wednesday at 3:30 p.m., so Wednesday, July 31st, we've got a Jedi Knight coming.
Oh, Star Wars.
I know. It's so exciting. He's got all sorts of Jedi Knight kind of things that he's going to be doing. He's going to help us save the world by teaching us all about recycling.
Oh.
I had you there for a minute, though.
You
huh?
did.
Anyway, and so, yes, it should be a really fun experience, very interactive for the kids. He does some mind tricks and kind of a little magic on the side, so it should be super great time for everyone. And so everybody's invited to this wonderful event at the Appleton Public Library at 3:30 this Wednesday. You won't want to miss it.
Okay, that's tomorrow. Okay,
yeah, that's tomorrow. Yep. And then, believe it or not, August 1st is also this week. So we've got, of course, our August lineup of all sorts of wonderful activities and things that we have going on here. Our Teen Summer Reads Teen Challenge program still continues until, I think it's like the 14th, 15th of August. But our summer reading program for children ends on the 31st of July. Just some kind of FYI information. And we've got a plethora of activities still planned in August for our children and families. In fact, we were lucky to get a grant to pay for the bulk of the Bell Museum to come and do a bunch of STEM science hands-on activities on Wednesday, August 7th at 3:30. You just won't want to miss this. It's just all sorts of activities for all ages, a special area for toddlers as well as for adults. You'll engineer and make all sorts of different things. And if you have a science nut kid, which almost every child is, because who doesn't like hands-on activities, you will not want to miss this. There's no registration involved in this, and it's just a wonderful opportunity for our community to take advantage of this, pretty nationally recognized program here at the Appleton Public Library. So that's one exciting thing that is going on. Also, Paul, can you believe it? It's been 1 year since we have moved into this new space at the Appleton Public Library. I mean, how long did it take me to say, we are located at 50 East Rooney.
Right.
I think it took me forever to finally remember exactly how many of us drove to the Civic Center to work.
Yeah. One year already, huh?
It's just shocking, isn't it? And so the 14th of August of last year is when we opened our doors for the very first time. And so for the entire week of the 12th through the 17th, we are celebrating this wonderful new space that we provide here, or the city and the citizens of Appleton are providing for our community. It's just wonderful. And so we're starting it off by having a variety of activities. In fact, we are doing Maker Monday for adults from 2 to 5 p.m., and registration is requested. We are having a first anniversary open house on Tuesday the 13th from 2 to 5 p.m. Come and browse around in our wonderful, or your wonderful new space. And then on the 14th, we are having a magic show here, as well as a summer teen challenge finale. On Thursday the 15th, we're doing a take and make day for all ages. You just stop on down and pick up the wonderful take and make. And then on Friday, we're doing a library read-in, Escape the Heat. go to the Swift County Fair, come on down to the library and escape the heat for a little while is what we're kind of encouraging. And Saturday the 17th, we're having a movie day. What's your favorite movie, Paul?
What's my favorite? That's a good question. I have a lot of them. I like the Field of Dreams, The Notebook.
Mm.
Yep, so.
And so you can check out our DVD collection and find your next favorite. And then we're giving out free popcorn for every DVD that's checked out. So
what's your favorite movie, Cindy?
I don't know if I really have one. Doll, I guess, yep. Wizard of Oz comes to mind.
Oh.
Is that weird or what? Huh?
No, that's a good movie. I've probably seen it 100 times.
I know, me too, but it's just something I just really liked, I guess.
My wife still gets scared with the flying monkeys, so.
I love it. But yeah, we have something going on all week long during that celebration. And then, of course, you know, we've just got a ton of other things planned for the rest of the month as well. You know, we've just got... We're so lucky we have big trucks and machines and you on the 21st, where we've got the city bringing some big trucks. We've got a friend of the library bringing a large tractor. We've got the police bringing a car. We've got the ambulance. I mean, we will have all sorts of vehicles here on the 21st of August, as well as our book club and Lego club and just a little bit of everything going on in August.
So let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, we've got a couple of new things to talk about. In hardcover nonfiction, JFK Jr. by Rosemarie Tarenzino and Liz McNeil, the 25 years after his death, an oral biography of John F. Kennedy Jr. So that is going to be one hot topic of a book. In fact, it's number 3 this week. And then Tiger, Tiger by James Patterson is the ups and downs in the life and career, of course, golf champion Tiger Woods, which is another super popular book that will be jumping off the shelves. Those two books should be really popular right now. Also due in fiction is the 5th book in the All Souls series by Deborah Harkness. It's a Blackbird Oracle. And then we also have another series. It's the 24th book in the Gabriel Allon series by Daniel Silva is also out. And Emily Giffen has a new book out called The Summer Pact. The Summer Pact by Emily Giffen is 10 years after a tragedy close to graduation. Hannah and her college friends grapple with turning points in their lives. So lots of new things that are popping up. And if you've got a favorite author or someone that, or need a book recommendation, stop on down, visit us, because, of course, we're all readers. That's why we work here at the Appleton Public Library.
That's right. Gotta love that. So, all right, Cindy, where are you located and when you open?
Well, we are located at 50 East Rooney. I finally have that one, Paul, after 1 year. And then you can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook or our website to find out the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library. And then our phone number is 320-289-1681. Give us a call and let us help you with your next read.
All right. And you have a Facebook page too, I believe, right?
Yes, we do.
All right. All right, Cindy, thanks for the chat today, and we'll talk to you next time then.
Yep. Have a great week, Paul.
Yep. Cindy Hendricks, head librarian with the Appleton Public Library.